You've selected the Family Friendly Morning Show podcast with John Baglio.
You heard their story on WCSG in January, just a couple of days after the earthquake in Haiti. The Van Berkels were working feverishly to get their newly adopted daughters, Daphne and Grace, out of Haiti. You prayed for them, and they're here with an update. Jeff Van Berkel, and you brought the whole crew with you this morning. Introduce me to your family.
We got the whole family here. We have my beautiful wife, Judy. We have my oldest son, Sam, my daughter, Megan, my youngest son, Joshua, and we have our two newest additions who've been with us about 3 months, Daphne and Grace.
Daphne and Grace from Haiti, and we heard your story. We prayed for them, and what an amazing thing to have them home. You said it was really a miracle in the first place that they were able to get here when they got here. Is that right?
We've been astounded by the miracles that have happened over the last 2 years, but January was pretty amazing, and we just wanted to stop and introduce you to them, because I know that the WCSG family was praying for us the whole way through, and you prayed them home, and it amazes us the things that God did in order to get them here. You'll remember Gracie's story, how she was found probably 3 or 4 times when she should probably not have made it except for God holding her up. So, and now we stand here, we look at her, and she's standing at the table paging through some magazines. So we're overwhelmed by God's goodness, and we know that he heard the voices of the people praying for him. And every day we hold these two, and we're just amazed by the miracle, and we're amazed by the power of prayer.
Yeah. Literally in front of us watching a miracle and the power of prayer and the result of that. And I'm sure you're still seeing the result of that. I mean, as they are now here and kind of transitioning into a completely different life, a different world, has the transition been going okay?
Transition's been great. The bonding has really not been an issue. I think they knew who we were when we picked them up because we had been to Haiti a couple times and spent some time with them. Daphne is 2.5, and vegetables and fruit are the biggest war that we have right now. She has no interest in those at all, and she's learned to say no very well. So it only took 3 months to get no. That's the first word. So we're enjoying 2-year-oldness and all that entails.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Gracie's got some casts on her legs right now, so we're trying to keep the floors from getting scratched up and the walls from getting beat up. And she's got a pretty lengthy medical schedule ahead of her. She's going to have a pretty major surgery in July to reconstruct her feet, but we're doing all we can. We got some great orthopedic surgeons who are working to get her walking. So right now, that's our big goal, is get her on her feet.
Jeff, I can't tell you enough how good it is to see your whole family here and to see Daphne and Grace doing so well.
Yeah, big shout out to Dr. Fornes and Debbie. They've been awesome. Also, if it's okay, introduced to His Home 300. We talked about it a little bit around January. We're signing up riders and taking pledges right now, and you can look us up on the website. I think John will put that up as a link to his morning show. We're getting pretty excited about this. Sounds like there's going to be more than 50 riders and 3 routes, all descending on Herod, Ohio, and we're hopefully bringing a lot of support for the orphanage. There's going to be a pretty big celebration in Herod, Ohio on June 26th this year. There's 70 kids that came home to families in January.
You want to have direct impact on some of the work that's being done in Haiti. This is a great way to do it. And like you said, I'll put a link on the morning show page to all that information if you're interested. And great to have some follow-up again. So thank you, Jeff and the Van Berkel family. We appreciate you guys stopping by.
Thank you so much, John. Thank you, everybody out there, for your prayers.
Stop by anytime at WCSG.org.